Called his meeting over.
Let's pray. Our most kind, gracious Heavenly God, Lord, we ask you to forgive us when we fall short at, Lord. Lord, we ask you to be with us today, that everything we do will make our county a better place to live. We say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I stayed up for a meeting. We got a good crowd here. I hope we have a good meeting today. If you want to speak, please come to the podium and state your name and everything so we have a record of it and then we can record what, take count of everything that's going on. Oh. Need approval of the minutes from the regular meeting on the 11th. So the 5th is the 1st.
Motion.
Got a motion by David.
Second
by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Need a motion on the
Town of Horseshoe Beach.
Horseshoe Beach meeting on 5th and 12th.
Motion.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Mark. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign. Motion carried. Need one on the police procedures meeting minutes?
Motion.
Motion by Daniel.
Second.
Second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign. Motion carried. Need regular meeting minutes from the 15th.
Motion.
Motion by David. Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Need approval of the vouchers.
Motion.
Motion by Daniel, second by David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Any constitutional officers here would like to speak? Mr. Katrina Van Arm, is she here?
We got
They ain't here yet. They said
we're
going to get them one again. They are here?
Yeah, but we wait on one more, ain't we?
We'll wait on Ms. Diane.
We wait on one more.
Okay.
I'll be extremely quick. Thank you for the opportunity to be here today. I just wanted to let you know that this month, our emphasis is on mental health, navigating mental health during difficult times. And I'm sure as our EMS director and staff will say, with hurricane season coming up, we also have some information we were able to obtain by IFAS, and it's on staying well as hurricanes approach. So just a part of the educational process that we do. We want to also let you know, I want to introduce Sharonda Wilson, and she's going to be working to help develop for us a youth advisory council for our community. So we will be looking for other churches and other youth organizations that wish to be part of our council because they will help to spearhead our programs that we'll be doing in the school in fall. Thank you.
We really appreciate everything y'all do.
Ms. Wilson, I miss you. You can come back anytime.
Ms. Kay?
We've been working on the program for parks proposal that has come up the last couple of meetings. So I'm going to let Ryan kind of start out here, and then we'll go through the presentation.
There's some these ladies here, Ms. Mary and Ms. Shelley. They've really done the work to put all this together for you. The numbers are good on it. They are they're solid numbers. they can be tweaked in the future, maybe through workshops or whatnot. But this is basically what you need to know on the proposal of what needs to happen for our tourism and the future of how we decide how it goes for our county and our citizens. So I will turn it over to them we can answer any questions after we get through. If we could hold the questions till they get through at the end for everybody, and we'll answer yours and then, you know, the communities as well. So, Ms. Kay, Michelle.
All right. Again, this is a proposal that has been brought up several times about the park system and how we can possibly make some improvements there. So we've got a, thanks to Jesse Sampley, he helped us with this presentation, so I have your attention there. First slide is the Dixie County Park Proposal, Improving Overnight Park Accommodation. Slide two, Why Tourism Matters to Dixie County. $160,000 in annual bed tax revenue equals $5.5 million in the overnight visitors spending where they are staying. In addition to that, there is another estimated $4.5 million that is spent at local gas stations, restaurants, and shopping. It supports at least 160-plus tourism-based jobs in our county, with 26 overnight businesses in Dixie County.
Before you go on, Kay, and I have to get a clarification on this, that 5.5 million is just them staying the night.
Right, that is just what they're paying.
That's just them staying the night. That's how much they're paying when they stay the night. That's for the additional 4.5. I just want to make sure you're clear on that.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Responsible use of tourism funds. Per the Florida statute, 15% of our tourism income can go towards improving facilities. This has been brought up at a couple of meetings prior to this. Some of the past projects that we have funded are docks and fishing piers, and then we've repeated them a couple of times due to storms. We have set up the Dixie River Camp, which is at the Yellow Jacket Ramp. We set up the pickleball courts and pavilions for a couple of our parks. We have helped with campground facility improvement, plus quite a few other projects throughout the county. Okay, next. So now we have this opportunity. While Horseshoe Beach and Sherrod Beach are closed due to repairs, we've estimated a loss of about $60,000 in overnight rental income, which is out of the general fund. Plus $2,000, that would be the tourism tax revenue from that. This downtime presents a chance to implement some improvements at Garnco Springs and at Hidden Landing. And to keep the daytime access to all parks free that we had now, we have some proposals that we'd like to show. Okay? So we propose new overnight fee. Currently, rates are unsustainable for maintenance and utilities of our park system. We propose that the nightly rate is changed to $32 a night. This matches neighboring and state park fees. We've checked with, I think, Hart Springs is $35 a night, Otter Springs is $32 a night, and the state parks are between $30 and $35. And those are our neighboring ones there. I do have a friend. Manatee's more. I also have a friend that's staying at a waterfront park there in Cedar Key for a few nights in their RV, and it's $90 a night. Now, that's not the county park, but that's one of the privately owned. So we feel like this is a very reasonable fee there. We also want to implement online reservations. The transition from the first-come, first-served to online system, we've checked into different platforms. Shelly's done a lot of research in this, and we kind of felt that this campspot.com was the most accommodating to our programs. It's no cost to the county. There is a $3 booking fee that's passed to the campers. So once they go online, they're placed for the $32. There'll be an additional $3, so it would make it $35. And this also allows for advanced planning, clear expectations, and accountability. This way there's no cash being handed here and there. It's all done online. Better security, especially when looking at more or higher fees. And even if someone shows up at the park, they can, at that time, go online and make a reservation if there's available places and such like that. This is going to take a little education to our park hosts, but we'll work on that and have some workshops with them and help teach them these rules. All right, so we've all put together a list of rules for the parks. Basically, it's just updated and summarized the ordinance that was accepted here in 2016. So the basics of these rules are online reservations via visitdixie.com. So they can actually go to visitdixie.com, go reserve at a park, take them right to the campspot.com for the reservations. They will be required to check in with the camp host, check in and out with the camp host. They'll have quiet hours from 10 p.m. till 7 a.m., hopefully cutting down on some of the complaints that have been there because of the noise situation. No pets or alcohol allowed. Clearly posted safety and emergency information, and we'll have increased visitor education posted in the area. But most importantly is, and I don't know if you've really been looking at these pictures, but all these pictures were just taken in the last couple of weeks at Garnto Springs. The county has done a beautiful job of cleaning it up, getting it really set up for a good overnight camping program. So thank you all very much for that. Okay. So this whole program, and again, beautiful picture right there from the Garnto dock. This program benefits the residents and visitors. First of all, we propose, or we don't have to propose it because we want the county to maintain the free day use policy at all parks. It has, again, other counties, you have to pay $5 or $8 just to go visit the park. So that's been a real plus that our commissioners have given us. It also creates clearer, better managed campgrounds. It aligns with growing demand for secure, reservable sites, and it adds value for both locals and eco-conscious visitors. So, very simply put, our request for the commissioner's approval is one, to keep the daytime access to all county parks completely free, preserving Dixie County's longstanding policy of no entry fees for day use. Number two, adjust overnight rates to $32 per night. Number three, utilize campspot.com for overnight reservations. So in a nutshell, that's what I'm
on the with. On the reservation side of that, how far out are you going? We're talking about letting them rent or book those sites. I mean, that was
the
question.
Well, I know, some people probably have...
That could get into a problem if people go...
I think
it's only like within, I think you can set it, you can do 6 months, 9 months, or 12 months in advance. So it ain't like somebody...
I wouldn't like to go to nothing over 3 months or something.
We can have that set. That's just a priority, how we want it set.
Now, Kay, I know we talked about one time, too. This would also include our precinct community centers. Thank you. I've drawn a blank.
Yeah. Eventually, we're hoping that it will. We just wanted to, at this point, just because we only have the two parks right now up and running, start this policy, there's going to be bumps. There's going to be bumps. And iron out the bumps now while we just are kind of focusing in one area. So
we're
up somewhere on a Saturday I can to get things straightened out, so work on that. Then we'll be able to extend it. First of all, hopefully the next one will be Horseshoe Beach. And we'll have everything kind of ironed out so that can immediately be put into the program. And then with, of course, Sherrod Island, we're hoping to really make major improvements there. Doesn't mean that the beachfront places are going to be $32 a night. they will probably, again, do higher rates for parks according to what they offer.
But I know on our community buildings, and Angie can probably speak better to this, is they're booked out a lot of times a year in advance.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, even with campsites.
Yeah, we want to get this ironed out to see how it works and all, and then that we want to implement the community centers or our venues, as they would be called probably, and do that. And well, and there again, you can fix it to, you can do 18 months in advance. you know, fix it every how you need it to work for you.
One thing you would love to get that done, I know.
Yeah.
We'll work in this.
And one thing I've heard also, Jody, in response to, you know, no more than 3 months, I have heard of, for instance, family reunions that they're there, they want to go ahead and plan for the next year or so.
Well, I don't want to get, we only got, so how many spots we wind up with, Roy?
35.
Not at Garden Tree.
I'm talking about overall.
We wound up at 14. We're about halfway done. We still got to do the parking for the boat trailers. We're going to move some of the fences to allow more parking. I don't know if you've been down on the weekend, but it's so congested, you can't only walk in there. But, we only got that many sites. And if you're going to book it way out, you're going to get a thing where, say, if Brian wanted to look about booking it, and if it's booked that far out, you ain't never going to find a spot. You're going to have to rent it next year. You follow what I'm saying? That's going to be, I really don't want to get it that stretched that far.
One other thing on that subject, a lot of times with the family reunions, they're wanting to rent like the, or want to reserve the pavilion, not necessarily a campsite. Some might want a campsite, but have we thought about that? Because we do have some pavilions.
We got two there, and we actually set the campers up so that they would not interfere with the pavilions.
Right. And, so it may be possible that if, in fact, I want to rent Garnsey Springs for a family reunion, all I need is a pavilion, and maybe we can reserve the pavilion separately. Just to,
the main hurdle we got now is we got to get more parking.
Free. I mean, I don't know. That would be something we'd have to figure out because we want to keep the access to the park on a daily basis free. Anybody can come and use it.
But you can add pavilions and different things to it.
But you can't add that. So if there's a time that it needs to be reserved, I'm not sure how we'd have to work that out and figure out how to
keep it. I've had them call in the past, like setting up for birthday events or stuff like that, and I just let the park attendant know that they family's going to be using that for a birthday. Right. We got like three different pavilions down there. We got two big ones and a couple small ones.
Be a $0 fee on the
or even a $5
fee. A $1 or something.
Something minimal.
So you know that it's being used.
Right.
Yeah. And I know some parks, like Levy, they have, you know, basically first come, first serve. So if you get there, you set yourself up at a pavilion. But if I'm late, I just don't get one.
Yeah, and I think, if I remember, Shelly saying with their family reunion, or one that she knew, they were at Hard Springs, and they were used to just telling the camp host there, you know, put us down for next year. And they said, no, you've got to go online, reserve the pavilion, you know, get all the stuff reserved online. So it's a little give and take of, you know, the accountability of it.
And are we still going to do a 14-day limit?
Yes.
Okay.
And that, thank you, and that is in the ordinance, the 8-page.
We need a motion or approval from the board to get this moving forward.
Because here's what I want to do, and I'll make a motion to put this into a workshop since how we got our numbers now. But if you go there and you change 1, 2, and 3, who's...
Okay. So my question was, my question was, In light of what we've been through the past couple of years, we have to evacuate for a storm. How did somebody get refunded for the $35 that they spent to reserve?
That's honestly where some of the stuff I was going to cover. So at the end of the day, we have our numbers. If you got 1, 2, and 3, it's going to be some major changes for our county residents. And I think they deserve an opportunity to come and voice their opinion also. So I would like to make a workshop. For our next, what time? 5 o'clock before our next board meeting?
5. Let's do it at 5.
And give our citizens some chance to put some input in this too, before we just go there and implement this kind of on a whim.
I can tell you right now, $32 a night, that many sites ain't even going to cover a quarter of the cost that the county incurs keeping the park up. Maintenance.
I ain't worried about
it. Paying
the help.
We ain't got a problem with the price. It's Dixie Countyans getting booted out.
Well,
I think they ought to have a bill.
County ain't here to make money, but we got to work. We got to create enough to keep us moving forward.
I agree with that. I ain't got no problem with the price.
My motion is to workshop this.
I understand that. I'll be honest with you, I think that number's low.
We got a motion to workshop.
Second. You got a motion? Is that a motion?
Yep.
Mark made a motion. David, you second it? Any discussion?
5 o'clock before the next meeting.
You want to say anything, Mayor?
As part of being on the TDC committee, the local and the regional with Russ, I sat on the local with these ladies, and the study poll. So this I totally agree this needs to happen. Again, it's been lowballed for a while. You're losing money. Number one, I mean,
but at least we'll get maybe a little bit.
right. So, I mean, this is something that's needed to happen. We've talked about it for a while, and recently it's come up a lot. This definitely needs to happen. And that's me being on the team. I totally agree with it. I come back and I look at it from an elected official side. You got to look. These people are going to come in. They're going to pay what, $300, you know, on the weekend and stuff like that. How much does your taxpayer pay that lives here? How much do your Dixie County residents pay every year? Way more than that. And that brings me into just Ryan, the Dixie County resident. I once grew up camping at Shirt, camping at Horseshoes, camping at Garden Toe, going down for a day, playing at Garden Toe as a kid. And then you get rented out a year in advance. You know, I look at it, when I want to grab my tent and go. So, I mean, you get a little bit of a, you know, you get perplexed with all the different ones right there. But as a Dixie County resident, I think there ought to be some benefits to that. You go off hunting in another state, you're going to pay a couple hundred dollars extra just because you're not from there. I mean, fishing, whatever. You come here, you're paying the same amount we are, and we're paying taxes to keep it all up. I don't think that's fair. The day opening, I think that's great. Keep it that way. In the future, you can make money off that because you've got to present an ID or a driver's license that says you're from Dixie County. You get in free. If you're not, give us $1 or $2 a person. Give us $5 a car coming in there and start making money that way or in the future. But there should be some benefits if you live in Dixie County and pay taxes here. And they vote for you to make these good decisions, just like they do me. But this one's on y'all. You got that. That's definitely what needs to be considered. That's where I'm at on it. But these changes.
While we're still in discussion, the tents. Are we gonna let those? Are we gonna be any fee for tents, or how are we gonna handle that?
And this can be part of the workshop, whichever y'all rather or discuss it now. But yes, we do have some ideas on that. Basically, a site occupancy, it's on the rule sheet, is examples of a site can be two vehicles and two large tents. It can be two vehicles and one camping trailer. It can be two vehicles and four small tents. So,
but do you have primitive tent?
Yeah, and that would be
because a lot of them bring a tent, but they had bring an air conditioner to stick in it, you know. So,
Other side of the road, away from, and everywhere we had electric, we put a cap.
And we could. I mean, there's that back area that y'all are talking about. You know, as far as we could have a quiet tent area. We could have one right next to. So there are a lot of different possibilities.
And in the future, you could also, the ones that are right on the waterfront, they'd be a price, the next tier be a price, and then the ones in the back be that price.
Well, my theory is we're going to have a workshop on it.
I think we need to do it at 4 o'clock, though.
But I think the citizens be like a $35. Out of the county should be like $75 or something.
I'm in my motion for 4 o'clock.
I agree.
Huh?
I'm in my motion for 4 o'clock instead of 5.
Manager's motion. Any more discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign. Motion carried.
I got a question for TDC. We're promoting the heck out of our county facility. Is there any way to promote the private sector? We have a lot of campgrounds. Why can't we promote the private sector? Like it or not, that's where your money comes from, is the private sector. Have y'all looked at the private sector, how we can promote the private sector for camping, for the same pictures? They get the same pictures.
Right now we have a program where each of our private sector campgrounds have been given a opportunity to have a $1,200 video made for the campground. The TDC has set that up for each of the campgrounds. Our videographer is discounted it, so it's $7.50 per campground. It is a minute long, I think, which is average nowadays. Everyone.
You're
going to
your load time on your
web
page will be so bad.
Yeah.
I know Bill's Fish Camp's
had
theirs done already.
Yeah. Anyway, so to answer your question, so yes, we are promoting them that way. They get the video. The video is then on our website also. We promote them through the Visit Florida programs. I mean, that's what the majority of the income for.
So otherwise,
goes towards the private ones.
In other words, they pay y'all $1,200 to promote theirs, and then we're going to come in here and undercut them by $3. Basically, the average private sector is 30, 35. Is that pretty close?
Yeah,
right? So we're going to come here and undercut them at 32 and do reservations out for 3 months.
I won't go over three months. I mean, it's gonna make, even at that, by advertising all this, it's going to make it hard for a county resident to even get a slot.
Exactly
because,
right. And honestly, as much heck as we catch over RV special exceptions, especially on our coastline, and actually even in home subdivisions, we catch a lot of heck there because people don't want that growth. And so I think that they deserve an input on this also through this workshop. But I would like to have some private. How can we help the private sector? Because your money stays the same.
Yes, and 85% of my money goes to helping the private sector.
Well, let's have keep some that. Research on that also.
And I have an email that I send them monthly, and I will send them an email telling them about this workshop so that they all know about it. So
most every one of them that's in the area that's functioning is full, can't take no more. Got waiting list
so
to get in.
So we got 35 spots, and I'd like a hard number on how many spots do we have, because I'm thinking we have no more than 35 spots.
We ain't got 16 or
19. I think we came 37 the other day.
Okay, so
where's the other one?
Give or take. Yeah, right. Yeah, it might be right. It might be 35, or that might have been right.
But I ain't counting them up. I was guesstimating.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we're pensing to flip this omelet over, and it's going to be real running.
And that's the thing. I mean, that's why we wanted to make a brief presentation to get the ball rolling on it.
Yeah.
I mean, we want a workshop. We want it discussed. And if it turns out that everybody decides they want to leave it the same as now. That'd be horrible, but I know for the tourism budget, it won't make much of a difference. But
well, I can tell you that it's a lot of the residents themselves are the ones that are abusing these campgrounds. I'm telling you, I've seen it.
And I've talked to a lot of residents that agree with what a couple of you said, 32 is too low. So I'm looking forward to the workshop.
And whether we up it or whatever, I mean, we not
absolutely.
Every time we have an audit because we handle cash at these spots.
Yeah.
They're not going to allow us to get away with it much longer. Too much.
And not only that, but they're not collecting the $10 like they're supposed to be in the first place. They come in late, they miss them, they leave before they get there. We're missing money that way, too. So
all that can be discussed in your workshop, honestly, and I agree with the cash situation, but our citizens, who's going to train them? So let's hold a workshop. Let's get their input and move on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, ma'am.
Don? Yeah, y'all on the agenda. Roy, didn't you have him on the agenda?
Yeah, I added
it. We added y'all in there. You on there. You there. I promise you. I got the backup punt. Florida Commerce. Y'all ready?
Well, good morning, everyone. I think really pretty simple. Commissioner Hatch was, you visited with Secretary and I was there in December.
Mm-hmm.
So Commissioner Hatch and Commissioner Holford came up to the city of Alachua back in December and had let Secretary Kelly and I know that really there is some opportunities that the county could pursue for economic development and create create some jobs, but that there this isn't enough cash to be able to do it, and so are there some ways for the state to be able to help? And we actually had about $60 million available in an emergency bridge loan program that is really, you know, for after hurricanes, you become eligible if you're impacted and you have a funding shortfall. So we started working working with you guys to see if you should use that program for some opportunities here, and we ended up being able to make a $1.25 million loan to Dixie County. And so really want to thank you, Commissioner Hatch and Mayor, and also Ms. Diane for all of your help, Ms. Diane Schultz and all of her help working with y'all. Also, I know Brenda Royal was very helpful, too, and Ms. Martha Castle as well. So everyone really in Dixie County was great to work with and took us a little bit to get through, you know, all the details, but I think we finally have got it all sorted out. And then just last week when we were talking about how to get the funding to the county, we realized it would be faster if we drove down with a check. And Briley, I mean, you've got the actual real check here for $1.25 million. So and we've also got a ceremonial check if you guys would like to have that as well. So I don't know, Briley, if you want to hand them over the paper check, and our Commissioner Hatch, if you want to take it.
I'm going to hand that straight to her.
We really appreciate it. It's actually, we don't have the funding for forever, right? And it's a 10-year interest-free loan. And so we're really glad that y'all are able to put it to some good use. So really appreciate you guys and appreciate you having us here and working through this.
And if y'all could hang out, we'd like to get some pictures and all that. Thank you.
This has been a different situation, and Mr. Alex was great. You've been great, Russ Briley. The list can go on, and I can't not say something about Karen. She's been very instrumental in this also. There's been a lot of people, John's office, Roy, Martha. I mean, the list can go on and on and on. Barbie's team with Brenda, the city team with Ryan, but we've got to make these contacts, and we've met in Tallahassee with Mr. Alex, and great fellow. He's a really good fellow now. this is very, very instrumental to our county, and it really helps a tremendous amount. That's what taxpayers vote for us for, to go out and make a difference. And I thank the board for everything they've done with this. We've all been very, very instrumental in this. So thank you all for supporting the project. Thank Ms. Diane for bringing the project to us and sharing our 5:30 and Ms. Diane Zoom calls in the morning. We're not as pretty in the morning at 5:30 as what we normally are through the day, but a lot of hard work, and we truly appreciate what y'all have done for us.
You
want to bring that? Bring it up. We got Chris O'Kelly, our world director,
as well, here with the check. Yeah, you know, I got Strava
had a real check. I just had a ceremonial.
Do you want to stand up with all take a picture? Yes. Will. Y'all want to come around? Dana. I'm sorry.
Come on.
Come on.
You want to get up
in
front of you guys on stage?
Come on, Bob.
I ain't doing that.
I'm going to fly right here behind the front. I won't be one of the quickest.
Yeah, and as well.
Thank you.
They're trying to get pictures behind you.
Whatever you get in there.
All right, who's taking it? Everybody got one?
Well, we got a few of them.
And then we're going to go.
Mr. Wainwright, Mr. Bill Lee, y'all go ahead and come forward. You were supposed to have been wrote up on the agenda. I was there when you called, but somehow you got missed. But it's y'all's turn.
Come on. Very bright.
Okay.
My name's Aaron Bryant. I got a couple places down in Swanee. We was just coming to kind of see where he's at on the channel. I was one of the ones that stuck out there the other day and just trying to see where we was at on that. We spoke to Mr. Hatch earlier. Sounds like we're in on, you know, we got a plan, we got a direction we're going. But we hear this and that and the other, so we're just kind of coming to get it from the good side.
Well, what I don't understand is I bring it up at every meeting, like for Horseshoe down there. When we have a storm, it is imperative to get the highways back open, get commerce back going.
Uh-huh.
When Swanee, the McGriff Pass, it's y'all's highway. And Horseshoe, that Ram Canal, that's y'all's highway. Right. It gets stuff back moving to get people back fishing, to get commerce back going. And why we got to wait so long to try to get something done to get them people back fishing, going to work. I don't understand it. I mean, that's priority one on the hill to get the road up when people go back to work.
Yeah, and
I feel
all over the place. You know, I'm in the right-of-way business. I work in Taylor County, Sena Hatchie, Bryant Tree Service. You might have seen us around. And, you know, the country we live in, it's that way everywhere. You know, you look down there, it's trashed. I mean,
yes.
At what point do we, or who do you talk to? I mean, where do we go? You know, so I guess that's, you know, kind of why we're here. It's like, you know, the country's way better than that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like you. I don't understand what takes
done.
So long. But,
I guess, yeah.
Okay, we did meet outside, Mr. Wayne, Mr. Bill. How many other people are here for this also? Just y'all three? And you got a copy already. But what we got here is a Water Resource Development Act of 2024. Just some history on this McGriff Pass. McGriff Pass was dredged as Waddle Pass in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And I'm sorry you're going to hear the same thing over, but it was dredged, but it Army Corps of Engineers labeled it as Swanee River. And they're always right. And they're wrong, and they're slow too, so we all know that. So this has been something that I've worked on for many, many years, representing Swanee. And so y'all heard the act of Congress to get something done. We literally had to get Congress on board with it. And Ms. Katz's office has done a wonderful job. Rick Scott's office has done a wonderful job. And as you see right here, and anybody that wants a copy of this, President Joe Biden signed this Water Resource Development Act January 4th of 2025. We have a new, where is that? We have a new Assistant Civil Works, which that's what the Army Corps is called, Civil Works. Her name is Miss Julie. She's the current one. They're going to swear in Mr. Adam Tell. When? I don't know. I presume it's going to be pretty quick. Hopefully it is. Will McGriff has to be top of his list to get things done? I don't know. I doubt it. But, as I told you out there, I have pictures of you hung up in the canal. I have pictures of the other 8 boats that was hung up. I get complaint after complaint after complaint about it. I feel for it. Economically-wise, you know, we're looking at some economic development stuff. I'd rather have houses than I have campers all day long. Mr. Wainwright back there, did I say that right, Mr. Wainwright? So he's got a very legitimate complaint. I mean, it's... Y'all all do, every one of y'all. Mm-hmm. But just know that this is not on deaf ears. We, as soon as Mr. Adam Tell, I'm going to meet Mr. Adam Tell. I don't care where, but if I have to drive to Jacksonville to see him, I'm going to meet this man. And I'm going to show him you hung up, and I'm going to show him the other 8. I'm going to show him the barge that was hung up out there. It is a problem. The Coast Guard has pulled our channel markers out of there because it's unsafe. But they're still on the water GPS stuff. So you can still, if you just follow in that, you can get hurt and or killed. This is very, very serious.
That's the main thing is you got people like myself. I've been in and out of that channel a million times. I know it's bad. So I come
and you still hung up. So.
Yeah, I come off plane and just idle in. Yeah. Whereas you got... I heard y'all talking about tourists. You have tourists coming in down there, and they're looking on their thing, and like, well,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of like the old, you know, I got the checkered line in the center of it, so I can't see over the hill, but it says I can pass.
That's right.
And they come in, and you know, when I was out there the other day, which was one of the things, the reason I thought, well, maybe, you know, we come over here, not to raise cane or nothing, but to try to help, you know, to make some calls. But I mean, you know, there's a couple of people got thrown down in boats out there the other day. Harder than I've ever seen, 2 ladies.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, where are we going to be if something, but God heaven forbid something bad happened, and which I know it is what it is. I mean, people should know, but.
We're not going to take that as a solution to the problem. It is what it is. We're not going to take that. But still, y'all have contacts. Let's use them. They've done their job, really and truly. So now they got to hold other people accountable for their job. And when this Mr. Adam comes available, he's going to know how to spell McGriff Pass. I promise you. He's going to hear it enough. Hopefully he says it in his sleep and spells it in his sleep. But don't think that we don't care. That's the biggest thing I want to put out there. This is near and dear to me.
Well, I mean, that's what we wanted to hear coming here.
This project has been mine for a very, very long time, and I've represented Swanee for a long time, and this project is near and dear. Mm-hmm. This was the correct way to fix this project. Get it changed in law. When we met with Army Corps and engineers, the biggest thing they was wanting is it shall be done. And it took Congress to say it shall be done. It took the President's signature to say it shall be done.
Right.
But we got proof of it. I'll hand it to anybody in this room. And now we got a list of complaints. We got a list of numbers. I highlighted a few that I felt like was valuable numbers, and some shore protection, real estate. I mean, there's all kind of damn numbers on here. So at the end of the day, please use these numbers. I promise you, I'm going to meet this man. And John and Roy will be right there with me also. We're going to meet this man. We're going to give him some photos. And we're also going to give him a copy of this bill.
He should know it.
Probably does know it. I don't want to be a smart act. Yeah, I don't want to be a smart butt about it, but still, there again, this is near and dear to Dixie County. And
well, like I said, that's why I'm here, to, I guess, to help y'all help me, I guess.
Well. And in the same token, you help us by burning them phones up.
Right.
That's what it's going to take, because the squeaky wheel, you always had an out for the squeaky wheel. The grease fitting didn't fit.
Right.
The son of a gun works now.
Yep, that's right.
So let's burn it up,
yes,
honestly.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Well, I suggest, I mean, for me, I appreciate y'all coming to any meeting that y'all know of, y'all go to and y'all speak, and if there's something that I don't know about that I can go to and speak, because Daddy always said the squeaking wheel is one against the grease.
We all see what you see every day about everything taking so long.
Mm-hmm.
That dang point down there in Horseshoe Beach,
mm-hmm.
when the tide goes out, it's like a beach. You just walk out there like you out there on the Jacksonville Beach and fish.
There ain't no channel.
There's none.
Yeah, and I spoke to some of my friends over there, and it's
horrible.
Same way for them, you know, like Memorial Day I was down there, and, you know, normally Swanee's, I mean, there's business going on there. It's a jumping little town, Memorial Day.
And you see it paving and stuff like that. We've been working on stuff since
I'm going to get it back up, and I'm going to put an ice machine down there.
Bridges, roads.
I'm afraid you'll fail right now.
Yeah. Bridges and roads, we feel your pain, because I've been working on one for years.
Right.
And I appreciate you coming up here and helping us as much as you can.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Don?
Thank you, fellas, for letting us come. Like Aaron, y'all know the problem. We're not here to argue or to bash y'all. I know Mark's been working on this, but at some point in time, something's got to happen. And I think if we know numbers to call, I assure y'all we can help make things happen. But, you know, there is other ways that we should be going at this. I've had a place down there for 5 years, and my taxes went up basically $800 a year. I'm paying $1,800 a year to school system that I'll never have to get. I'm probably throwing $100 worth of garbage away a year. So with the taxes we're paying, we're contributing to this county, and we ask nothing from it but to be able to use our boats. All right? Who do we sell our place to? Nobody, because they can't get a boat. So if you've been to Swanee lately, every road has 25 for sale signs. It ain't just a storm. It's dead down there, and that ain't the way we want it. These poor marinas, I don't see how they can even keep their doors open. So, like, if somebody goes trout fishing, this is reality. You spend maybe $100 a day. If boats like Aaron's pulls in, it's $1,000 to that man. And he missed 3 days of fishing down there, but Aaron would have spent $1,000 a day at the marina. All right, fellas, that's commerce. So when you watch y'all screen up here, y'all sitting here wanting about $32. I think your statement's right. As far as we got to figure out how to make money. But we got to figure out how, like you said, that we don't get in this trap down the road. If a road gets broke down and you can't pass it, what do? You build something.
You don't know one around it.
You do something. So why don't we start looking more like businessmen and start putting some money aside from us taxpayers down there? I think we're paying enough taxes that we deserve something from the county. But we're getting nothing down there. So we have a fund. Instead of a marker pole being down that somebody could run into it for 5 years that I've seen the same one down, why don't we have a fund that we could go dip into that fund, bid that out, Dale Colson? I assure you, there's Jimmy Boone. There's a lot of people that could go out there and dig us a 3-foot channel to temporarily get us going. And if we say we have the mentality, well, temporarily, well, then they won't come fix it. So what do? Wait till you walk your butt out there to go fishing? We're paying the money to go fishing, y'all. And so the reason that we finally have come here, I've heard for 5 years that our channel's getting dredged. I'm sure that Mark's worked on it longer than that. All right, but it's time to give him some help. I assure you, when I start calling somebody, somebody's going to pay attention. All right? It's to the point that we cannot take our boats out without tearing them up. All right? Something's got to be done. And I'm not the person to sit here and say, well, we're working on it. I fix problems, but I do it for a living. I know there's a way to go get those channels to where somebody can get out of them safely while we're working on this. But my main issue is once we get it done, and Mark answered for me today, if we're getting it done every 10 years, that ain't a problem. But if we if we're not getting it done, then y'all preemptively have to start setting money aside. That's funny. Y'all don't take our money from down there and use it everywhere else and take nothing and put it down there. Now, I don't live here. I don't know all the problems, but I assure you that Swanee, going by my taxes and Aaron's taxes and other guys I know, we're paying a lot of money into this county with getting very little for it. Now, this is not a gripe session. This is, okay, what are we going to do about it? And if you need 100 people to start complaining, give us the numbers, and I'll have 100 people a day calling. I really think that y'all need to get one of Ron DeSantis' aides, ride them out there, and let them get stuck like Aaron did for 5 hours. He can't get back to his office and say, okay, we got a problem.
I've done that with Neil Dunn by design. I hung his ass out up there okay. on saying that, so let him get eight. I've done that.
That would do it.
And we got funding for it, but it was then we got it pulled because of the economic development impact study. That we failed because the Army Corps of Engineers, Tom will be just as honest with you, of their, they don't care. They don't care about recreational. There's no RIA. And we talk about all this out there in the parking lot, but we have done that. I've had Neil Dunn, and I got his personal number too because he gave it to me that day. And he worked hard on this also. And Neil checks on Swanee a bunch. Every hurricane, he'll text me or call me and ask me about Swanee. Is there anything you need? And McGriff Pass always comes up. Every opportunity I have to promote McGriff Pass, I use it. But we've done exactly what you've done. We can hang a governor's aide out there also, and we'll borrow your boat to do it.
Well, they make something happen, but, you know, I want y'all to understand, we're not here to drop. Y'all have never seen us in these meetings. We're at work. We're business. But it's getting to the point that we can't just keep kicking the can down the road, and we need to fight with y'all.
With that being said, Don, I'd love to be able to set funds aside to buy equipment and do it in-house to keep these canals and stuff open. But the kick in the can is the problem where we're at. When Barbie came on and I came on about 6 years ago, the county was broke. We still broke because when it come on, we've had a disaster every year since we've been here. And now I figure we're going to be in the worst shape we've ever been because, like you said, Swanee pays a lot of taxes. Gina pays a lot of taxes on this stuff on the coast. Well, all that stuff is gone. That revenue's not coming in. You're building back, but most of them ain't. So those funds ain't coming back in, and we already have such a hole, I don't know how we're going to get out of it. But, I mean, but we keep everything we get done is through a grant or through Tallahassee bailing us out somehow, so to speak. But we're trying to improve, trying to get further, but we have just been bombarded, got here and just been hammered with storm after storm after storm. And we just ain't been able to get ahead. I'd love to be able to do what you and that's our goal, but right now we're in no shape, if I had to say, to even think about it.
We understand. We want the phone numbers, but we also want to know that y'all call them the phone numbers.
Yeah.
That you know, gossip's a lot. That ain't what we're at. We want to know an update, okay? And then one of y'all pick up the phone and say, hey, could you call this guy to rattle his ear? Whatever it takes, that's what we're here to do. Mm-hmm. Because this got to the point, y'all, I don't know why anybody would build down there. You know, I kind of question.
Well, horseshoes the same way. It's just, I mean, they can't get out. Ain't nobody coming because they can't. I mean, it's just.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all.
Low tides, you can't get
and
in or out.
What I want to know is when Ron DeSantis said he's going to waive all permits, does that mean we can just go out there and do it?
No.
To get the coastal back up and going. You remember when you made that statement?
Yeah. I ain't been involved in that.
Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir, Don.
I'm not losing three dogs.
Wainwright. Bill, you got anything to add?
No, all my questions have been answered. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Thank yes, you. Sir. Mr. Bailey.
Good morning, Board. I just got a couple quick updates. The fire station number 6 in Horseshoe, we submitted the water line extension plans and permit to DEP. So we're waiting to hear back from them right now. Fire Station 3, at 351 and 349, those plans are done, and that project was advertised starting today.
The bid opening is scheduled for July 9th and a pre-bid meeting on June 18th. So we should be getting bid back here pretty soon, getting that one started. The only other thing I have is we have submitted all requested documents to Florida Commerce for the 95th and 97th Street, and we're just waiting for authorization to award that to the contractor at this point in time. As soon as we get that, hopefully we'll be able to get all the contract documents and get that project started.
And look, Jamie's pro up.
Yeah.
It's been a long process, but we're bugging them every chance we get. Trying to get authorization there. So that is the only updates I have, unless y'all have any questions for us.
I got one. We had a problem out with a helipad at the Jody's. Did y'all get that ironed out? Did y'all move stuff around?
As far as I know, yes, sir, we've got that handled. I know Mr. Brown and Ms. Shana have been working with the owner, but it's a safety zone is what it is, and it's just a small area that they're going to have an easement where they can't build the, put anything permanent, but I believe 5 feet off the ground. And anything, I think all they want is a fence, so to my knowledge, it's been worked out.
I haven't seen the signed document back. We have got it drafted and sent out.
It is sent. Mr. Bazaar has it. He is reviewing it. The only question, and I've talked with Kellen, was he's trying to figure out where his power comes in. Because if a power line comes in on that, it's going to change. But he's trying to get with the power company to figure out where the power is going to be coming in, whether it's going to come in on the back side of his property, off the family property in the back corner because it's closer to the house, or will they be willing to come in on the other side of the driveway?
Is there an option of putting it under the ground if that's an issue?
Yes, sir, but there's a cost with that. And where his property is, where his home is being built, it is a good distance back from the roadway to that.
Well, I mean, you could come overhead within so many feet of the thing, then go down in the ground if that was...
Yes, sir, but you can't because you've got to come where the property we're talking about, the area that we're talking about is 143 feet from the roadway. So, and then you're going to go underground right there and then go back up overhead and go back.
But you can go 300-something feet secondary power.
Yeah, it's trying to get the property in with the owner. He is willing to do whatever we need to do on that, but he's just waiting for the response from the
How much of an easement do we need there, Todd, or I'll see Darren now?
It's a 14-foot triangle, small triangle.
Is there any way for us to purchase that to where...
He does not want to give up any more land.
So, yeah, we're fixing to tie this up for forever.
He's okay with that. It's a 14-foot triangle right there on his driveway. He's not going to build anything or anything like that on that driveway, he said. So we're just going to, and he is fine with signing it as long as we're not trying to, his exact words was as long as we're not trying to take his land. And I said, no, sir, we're not going to take your land. We're just going to ask that as long as we are all alive on this earth, that we do not build anything in that 14-foot section that is being used as a helipad. He said, absolutely. So...
Ideally, it would make more sense for the power company to run it on the opposite side of that easement, away from the county's easement for this helipad, because then it could serve back to both properties. There's no reason that we're not going to come off that line onto the county property. So it shouldn't be a problem. He's just got to get confirmation from the electric.
Right, but how much property do we have there?
5 acres.
5 acres, and we can't put everything that we want to do on 5 acres without messing up?
The problem would be, or the cost would be, the helipad would then have to move to the back of the property, and a road, quite a bit longer road, would need to be constructed to get to it. We've got it placed up close to the 351 for easier access. And
it's also, Mr. Hatch, up close to the road, so it's outside of our fenced area in the back so other counties can utilize it without a major problem.
I understand that, but it looks like with 5 acres, we should be able to stay on our own property.
We are building on our own property. It is a safety zone that nothing can be built in the
setback.
I get it, but there again, people come to your every meeting for variances and setbacks mm-hmm. and all that. We approve them, we deny them, but it looks like we could stay within our own property and our own and follow the same rules we expect everybody else to follow.
Mr. Hatch, would Central Florida Electric be the carrier for the power?
I think it is.
I think it is.
Yeah, it is.
That's on
I do know on second they want 20-foot right away wherever that line runs, but like Mr. Hatch said, if you run into an issue there, we could certainly hook you up with engineers to maybe make something different.
Yeah. We're speaking with them. He is speaking with them.
Okay.
He's just trying to figure out because the location of his home.
Sure.
It's towards the back of his property.
Yeah.
And he don't know which way Central Florida is going to come in. Whether he's going to come in, the feed's going to come across 351 and connect and drop telephone or power poles in, or if he's going to come across on the back side of where his mother's property is, and that feed coming in that way. He doesn't know which way the power is going to be fed into his shed.
That's where that gentleman too would probably. It's very important for him to be in the loop as well when y'all, because all that the power company will try to work.
Yeah, he is.
All of this just come up last week. We've only been working on it about 4 or 5 days, so you need a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
You got the right hookup?
I'm going to leave that alone because I know this is, you don't do the programs and plans in 4 or 5 days. On that thing, and it looks like to me that we can utilize our own property without messing up, because at the end of the day, these ambulances is a great addition. The helicopter is great until it wakes Mr. John up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Then that's where your complaints are going to start at. It is, and y'all know that sitting back there in the back too. So I'm just trying to keep everything on our 5 acres.
And generally on Central Florida Electric, if you just put in the conduit, they'll push the wire.
Well, I will say the one of the issues with trying to keep it all with all those properties on that side of the road of 351 are all running at an angle away from the highway, and that's what we didn't get to use the full width because it running back at an angle and trying to set the building up where we were parallel with the road. And we looked at different iterations early on in the project, and there was the only other option was to move it to the back. And as Mr. Brown said, then it'd be you'd be behind the fence, and it was kind of more of an emergency response issue being behind the gate and all.
What is the difference having the helipad there or having it at one of the other two locations we got adjacent to that?
That is as far as other county property.
Right.
I will defer to one of the chiefs on answering that. That's going to affect their.
That's going to be a huge cost impact there. There's not going to be much there. And those property, we figured we're going to be using something else besides the telepath.
Right. Well, I mean, we got, at the first entry community, we got quite a bit of area right there. Well, normally on the helipad, it's just a landing site, and y'all bus.
But you've got to have that size. It's several hundred feet. But you have
around it.
Around okay. It, yeah.
The pad itself's only 50 by 60, but the unobstructed space around it is 120 feet by 120 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And we're only, the triangle is 200 square feet, and it goes as far, the farthest it goes into this adjacent property is 14 feet. So... We tried to do everything we could to fit it all. It's just this safety zone is what has got us. And that's based on the helicopters that are planned to be used for it.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I still say if it comes to issue on the power side of it, we can always go underground.
Well, I just think
it's overhead.
Moving forward for us to get it.
It's dealing
with
us. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
John?
Chair Board, I'll be brief. House Chair's paving is done. They're shaping up the ditch shoulders and going to be sodding, I believe, next week, and then getting in on all the striping and the signage. So
yep.
We're close.
It looks so good. Very good.
Yeah. Y'all the same update I gave you last time on all the dredging, just like McGriff and everywhere.
I'm waiting on the Army Corps.
I called, like I told you I would, and I got the same thing we're working on.
What would be the fine if that just mysteriously got dug out in Horseshoe, that Rim Canal pile?
They
have cots.
Got your toothbrush with you?
I'll be in it.
Seriously got dug out.
Got your toothbrush with you?
Huh?
Going on a trip, you get caught from that.
Who's saying getting caught?
You can't do it without getting caught.
Huh? You gotta sleep sometime.
You'd have a bunch of people.
The only thing is,
give me 4 hours to have it where you get a boat out.
With the county manager's office next week about your Cow Creek Bridge. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't talked to you about it yet, but again, I told you last time, I've been looking for funding. I think we may be able to possibly try to do it in-house if we've got the staff and the materials to do it. I'll work on that. That might be our best option.
Yes.
So, it's not dead. I'm working on it.
Okay.
The only other thing I'll add is this is kind of more of a personal note. Kind of excited. It's not up and running yet, but we're in the process of creating a 501c3 sort of sister company to our for-profit company that you know me from. And our goal is to give back to all the communities we work in. We're going to try to facilitate our grant writers we have in-house to get grants that those nonprofits. Only eligible entities for that. Work with all of your existing nonprofits and try to just see if we can't help foster some improvements and things, you know, like backpacks and back to school and, you know, maybe bringing in a doctor for, you know, whatever is the need. So we're going to go around each community and find out what is the greatest need and make that our goal for that time period.
That's really great. That's what makes everything go around. Everybody doing what they can to help one another.
We're trying to do so we can get that all up and running. I'll come back and we'll get some input from y'all and start trying to do some good. Y'all, I know you participate in the Hawk Buying Fair deal over there. We appreciate that. But also we got our anti-drug coalition there, Cross City on the Move. Y'all still working, or did you? Yeah, well anyway, are y'all still working, or is she still working? Cross City on the Move at the Celsi? Yeah, I think so. So there is a lot of good nonprofits out there. The scholarship program through the Educational Foundation, that's a good one. So we welcome that.
And our goal isn't to try to push or hurt. We're trying to facilitate and help what's already there.
A lot of good programs out there. Cross City, Restore and Renew, there's another one. So thank y'all.
John?
Anything else?
If there's any way we can call or have citizens call to try to push this thing forward with Corps engineers?
It's going to be the same group of people that Commissioner Hatch told you about, honestly. Because where I'm at staff level.
I know.
Yeah, you got to go.
I'm still trying to figure out how we can use Mr. DeSantis' word is waive all permits, just get them all back to work.
Jody.
Somebody gets hurt with.
Hey, I literally have a video that Ron DeSantis that he run over a roll-off site because he wanted them open 24/7. And I was going to use that if we didn't get funded for the C&D we took on our coastline. So there's a lot of material stuff out there that. I see what you're saying.
Down there in Horseshoe, the drive that is, you could take a new hoe that doesn't leak in hand. You could dig a ditch down through it, throw that dirt to the right, and it would open itself on up, and they could go back to fishing. Till we could get the dredging crew in there to get it dug out like it's supposed to, we could do a temporary pack and get them people back where they could go fishing and do stuff and get people coming and going and get that community back up to working.
I agree.
I mean, it's dumbfounded.
Sometimes them perceptions ain't everything that you reality.
Unfortunately, logic doesn't always rule the day, I'm afraid.
Well said.
You go higher.
Yeah.
Unless you have anything for me, that's all I have.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. John.
Miss Cindy here?
She's not here, but.
Are you going to do that, please?
Well, I was just going to say that yesterday was the first Wednesday for the summer program, and it was a huge success. It was a packed house. The parking lot was overflowing. And on that note, we had a couple business owners in that parking lot area calling, complaining because the parking lot was full. And I'm sorry, but that was for the kids, and it just blew my mind that they're complaining about this summer program that's given the kids something to do. So that's just my two cents. But Mark and I were there. It was great.
Well, I still don't understand how Subway is running a business on the county septic tank and not paying any upkeep or anything on any of that stuff. So that still...
That is in the works, Brian. There's a septic line that's coming, hopefully... We talked about it coming down Kenny Western Road, and y'all working on it there to tie that whole complex into sewer. So that is in the works to fix that.
If we can get that, we can cave those septic tanks in behind the library, and we can request library employees talking back. That'd free up 5, 6, 7 spots.
Yeah,
true.
So that's that too.
But I know you're working on it. Yeah, thank y'all.
Anybody here?
I do a library announcement.
Sure.
Okay. Also let you all know that Jane at the Suwannee Library Tech Center has been working with Russ and with EMS to try to set up first aid and CPR classes down at that area too. So we're trying to
anybody here from Suwannee? Diane, but oh, you right there, Miss Diane.
No, sir.
John and I. Huh? Who is that? Oh, but it's blocking. John and I actually went down there Wednesday, Friday. We had some stuff this morning we was looking at. We stopped by and talked to Miss Diane, and everything's going pretty smooth. They're working on some stuff, some improvements for their water and sewer plant. Everything's going pretty smooth. Getting ready, preparing a budget and audits, all that same thing we're doing. So everything's going pretty smooth there.
Good deal. But Steve?
Thank you, Steve.
Is anybody here from the road department? Mr. Tim Johnson?
I don't have nothing.
Mr. Leon? Mercy.
Hello. I'll set on you.
Mr. Scotty. All right, let's keep the trend going, Scotty.
I don't have anything.
Oh!
Aaron's fixing to ruin it.
Well,
that ain't gonna happen.
I didn't even get his name out. He done coming.
I have multiple official requests for information.
Here comes Debbie Dollar.
Folks, I'm sorry. That wasn't directed to you. Not that comment was the one earlier. But we are working on that.
Yeah.
A few things, gentlemen, and I'll be quick back to you. Last meeting, we had a gentleman come in and offered a retirement solution. The board is looking at that and looking at other staff, waiting to hear from the staff. I informed y'all then that we were having a staff meeting. We had that staff meeting unanimously. All of my staff voted in the meeting before I could get done talking that they wanted to do it. I have about 3 people that were not in the meeting I still need to talk to. But if the board is able to approve that at some point, I'm sorry, I just had a tooth pulled day before yesterday. I'm trying to keep everything together. At some point, I will be coming back to the board to ask y'all's approval to allow my department to move forward with that, pending 100% approval of that. And at that time, I'll have the guidelines for how that's going to be set up. But most likely, it will be for folks that are 50 or above or completely retiring out so that they do not face the penalty. And that will save the board the cost of the taxes that goes towards paying that payout for those employees. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there will be a set number of hours in the had time to talk to the representatives in the meeting, but my employees are very happy with it and very willing to move forward. And from what I understand, we can do individual departments within the county if the rest of the county does not want to do that. So we give you an update that is moving forward, but I don't have any details yet.
Well, I understand that's a win-win for both parties.
Yes, sir. Everybody sees it. It is, yes, sir.
There are other departments that are wanting.
I don't know where they are, but I want to know our status. We did meet, and before I could get done, one of my battalion chiefs stood up and said, we just vote now. Literally, that's what happened. So, and the whole Station 3, Kellen said that's out for bid. Station 4, our EOC project, is coming along. The deadline for that, let me back up, the deadline's way past. The final date was supposed to be June 11th. That was just extended again to, I think it is the 26th. Right? It's not time to look the exact date up. But money runs out June 30th, gentlemen. I've been saying this for 3 years. I'm telling them very much aware of that. We are at that point. So if they don't keep extending, it's going to get difficult. Station 4 and our EOC were designed with wind ratings that were required. They are designed with impact windows. We had some discussion yesterday with some county employees and members, and we have some HMGP projects, monies that are available, and we've asked for the board's submission of requests. If y'all have anything that y'all want, projects that are viable, please let us know. But while we've discussed that, Chief Gardner and I have looked at both stations. We did not design them with shutters on the windows. Even though they're rated for the wind loads, getting direct penetration, we could have some problems. So with the board's approval, if there's no other projects that would complicate the machine, we would like to at least submit these to see if it's a viable project. We're looking at a couple hundred thousand, Chief, probably for both buildings or per building?
For both buildings.
So it's not a huge amount of money, but it will allow us to put some type of roll down, close up shutters so that during storms we can close the windows up. So if the board is agreeable to that, we'll go ahead and start to work on that. The deadline is July 29th. Okay. So I would like the board's opinion on that.
I'm good with submitting the shutter.
Motion by Mark.
Take it.
By David, any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you all. I give you all an update last week as well, last meeting rather, on the Station 4 call status. For the first 15 days, we run 67 calls. As of today, which is a month and 4 days, we have run 166 calls out of that building. 98 of them was from our primary ambulance. One of them was from our secondary ambulance. 67 of them were fire responses. It's a very busy station, gentlemen. We knew that was going to be the case, but it takes the load off some of those other stations as well. So I just wanted to get y'all out. I won't keep updating every day, but anytime y'all want to know those numbers, we'll have to pull it for you. That's almost 5 calls a day, 4.88 calls per day that they're running out of that station. So that's a very busy station. And June 1st was the beginning of the 25 hurricane season. We had some projections of one coming into the Gulf later next week, but that's dissipated. And we also had one off the coast in the Atlantic potentially brewing, but that has broken up this morning as well. So far we don't have any storms, but as y'all heard in the pre-hurricane meeting, it is an above-average season. And I think, I don't remember the numbers, I'd hate to tell you, but it's up in the 20s again of storms. So we're looking and we're watching and get busy very shortly. One last thing I was told yesterday. The front door at our office is going away this weekend, as well as the window. So the entry for the front will be through the new part of the building. We'll direct most traffic to the back, but they are going to have to close off that server wall. So it's going to be a little complicated for a week or two there in that front lobby. But it's coming very quickly. And until we can get a temporary CO release, we'll have to bring everybody around back. But I think we'll be able to move forward pretty quick next week for that. But that is going to happen this week. So. Any questions, gentlemen?
No. I do got a statement. I still don't know, it's amazing to me. We can put a man on the moon, but we haven't yet figured out how to put cold air in one of them hurricanes because cold air will kill it.
Oh, my pay grade. The only other thing I have, Chief Garner has a presentation y'all have in front of y'all. We have put together, we had a loan given to us through the state for 1.1 or 10.1. 1.5, whatever it was. Anyway, that loan's paid off. You have in front of you the loan payment confirmation, as well as all of the CWs that were involved in that, that's what's in that package, so that you can take the time to read it because it's a lot of information. We also have some answers to some other questions and numbers, and we come up with some ideas yesterday that I think will be good for project lists and so on and so forth that we'll be coming back to the board on. Chief Garner has some updates, and he'll be able to answer hopefully most of your questions. So I'm going to step back out of his way.
Appreciate you.
Look at this package real quick. Running the second page in. It gives you the breakdown of what the projects and the amounts were. And then if you'll look in the center where it says PW, it tells you the PW number, which is the project worksheet. And then every PW behind it is the breakdown of that.
So, for instance, if you'll go to the third page, which is project number 236.
It's Highway 351.
It's the riprap and stuff around the horseshoe 351, around the pier and stuff to that. And to the point, it gives you breakdown of the total cost, the actual square footage, what size, and everything else. That money has been sitting in the account along with all the other funds that have been in there. So the only project that has not been funded out of Hurricane Idalia is a large project, which a large project is over $1 million, and that's the Sherd Park. That is to rebuild the pavilions, the bathhouse, and some of the handicap accessible stuff out there at the park and the fishing pier. So it's roughly about, hang on, let me tell you so the exact about number. It is $1,063,953 is what's owed to the county for that. But it being a large project, it is a reimbursed project. So we have to spend that to get that. I cannot spend that money until we get the beach renourishment project completed. Right. That project has been advertised through DEP on our website, the notice of intent. So that project is moving forward. Mr. John, Scotty and the IT crew put that on the website last night. I will put it in this coming week's paper. She said she wanted it in paper form also for some reason. I asked if I could just put it on a post-it note at the site. She said no. So they want it advertised in the local paper. So that will be going to them, and I think it's got to run 30 days before they get that approval, and then we are not waiting on Army Corps for that one. We can continue on, but the caveat to that is DOT has is going to be replacing those bridges, so we cannot start the project until either A, DOT says we're going to push our project back, so you've got plenty of time, or B, DOT's done with their bridge project. As of last I heard, DOT was supposed to start that in March. March is come and gone. Now it's May. That is come and gone, so we don't know when DOT is going to start that project.
After their fiscal budget year ends, which is July, June 30th.
June
30th. So, and their new year starts July 1.
But I know it's moving forward, and they're expecting that project to take 18 months. We have a deadline of 18 months since the storm to complete these projects, or excuse me, the beach renourishment project is June of 26 is the deadline of it, but we'll end up asking for a extension due to the fact of we can't get to the park to do the work. Once that's done, we're also asking for extensions for these other projects at Sherd Park due to DOT's shutting the roadway down. Hurricane Debbie, we have roughly approximately $288,613.88 coming back to the county for that. That is our Category B, which is emergency protective measures. We have little to no other damage due to Debbie. There's a little bit of Cat A in there. Helene, right now, at the end of May, we have completed our site inspections with FEMA. They are in the process of doing costing and scoping of all of our damages to the county, and we are right now at Category B, which is, again, our emergency protective measures. We're roughly about $300,000 coming back to the county, and our Category A is our what the county has put out for the debris is roughly about $30,000 coming back. With that, anybody have any questions for me on this stuff? We met with some county officials yesterday. Mr. John was in that meeting. We are going to work on trying to get a master list of all county projects. When I say county projects, that includes roads and everything else, make a fluid list so that at any point in time, any of the commissioners can see what is out and about as far as road projects, PW projects, H&GP projects, LAP funding projects, or anything to that nature. And Mr. Hatch referenced that picture you sent me yesterday on those. That is these PW forms. There was none of the roads in Suwannee or on that. So that is all PW.
We'll meet after the meeting.
Okay. So, but that's where that's at. Anything else for me, gentlemen?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the update.
On the shared bridges, we've sent out some emails to try to get the project manager. We did get an email with his name. We've sent some emails to him with no answer. John's going to try to help me get an answer on it on when they're shutting up bridges down. Okay. I can't get a return phone call or an answer to an email, so I don't have to put it in.
Just Gail?
FYI, they have rented an office space. The people doing the bridges, they have rented an office space within our county.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything today.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Ma'am.
Ms. Holly?
I don't have anything, sir.
Mr. Jenkins.
But Angie, you got anything, Angie?
Angie, you got anything?
I do not. Unless you have one.
Yes, sir. First thing I got is request board approval for the Horseshoe Beach Park Engineering in the amount of $48,000.
Motion by David.
Second.
By Daniel. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Okay. Requesting board approval for supplemental agreement on the fifth top funds action for Northeast 592 Street from US 19 to Northeast 272 Avenue in the amount of $3,610.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Request board approval of resolution 2025-67 and support the supplemental agreement number 6, oversight funds reduction for Northeast 592nd Street from US 19 to Northeast 272 Avenue in amount of $3,610.
Motion
by Jamie.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Request board approval of the Florida Commerce Direct Payment Authorization Request.
Motion
by Mark.
Second.
Second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Request board approval to renew the Mosquito Control Director Agreement with Matt Weldon for 6 months in the amount of $1,200 per month.
Motion.
Motion by Daniel. Second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Request board approval to execute the preliminary rate resolution 2025-72 for fire protection services for fiscal year 2025 as presented.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Request board approval to execute the preliminary rate resolution 2025-73 for solid waste collection and disposal for fiscal year 2025 as presented.
Motion by Jamie.
Second.
Second by Mark. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Request board approval for the distribution of $49,869 of fiscal year 2025 JAG Justice Assistance Grant federal funds to the Department for Law Enforcement Equipment.
Motion.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
All right. Request board approval of ship rehab down payment assistance for Keith Mayer in amount of $20,000.
Motion
by David.
Second.
Second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
I'd also like to ask the board for permission to advertise for a couple of mosquito control operators.
Second.
A motion by Mark. Second by Jamie. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Information live.
Both of y'all at the same time.
Turn your head.
You weren't quick enough. He beat you. He's closer to me.
The information live. Just to remind you all, the FAC conference is Tuesday, Friday, June 27th. And we'll have your all's packets ready to be given out at the next board meeting. And I've also got a card from the Dixie District Schools. A sincere thanks and appreciation from the bottom of our tires to the top of our signals. We are so grateful for everything you do to keep our roads safe. Dixie District Schools Transportation Department, especially Bus 23, PJ Hope, Transportation Department staff. So I thought that was mighty nice.
Yeah.
On that road note, I know that we dug out at the rock pit.
Yes.
I have a rock pit up there off Bush Lane. It's got dry rock. can be dug and crushed, messing with rock, wet rock. I need rock on some roads. I'd be more than willing to let y'all go up there and get rock off of that. If every 10 loads y'all haul off, y'all bring me one back. If that ain't cheap enough, just go get it and crush it, because I need some roads fixed.
If the board would give me approval and attorney approval, we'll get us an agreement drawn up to where we're all covered and a piece of that.
My motion is let the attorney
there you go.
Get us up something and get it happening. Because I agree with Jody, we need some rock, and that location up there is the best location for getting rock, because there's another place we can get it, but it's way out there in Tennels. By the time you drive out there 30 miles and drive back, that's a long way.
Rock we got on hand, to my understanding, we've got to keep it on hand because it's already delegated for a project.
Yes.
Yep. Well, I'll make a second on that.
It's pretty close. We can get it there and take it to the crusher and crush it. Then
Motion, second.
Jamie did.
Got a motion with a second by David. Any discussion?
Yeah. I don't want us to drag around to the next board meeting to get this amended, so is y'all's motion...
Let's do it now.
Wait a minute. It's going to be pending attorney review.
There you go.
And make sure that Jody's protected.
Yes.
And Jody's going to sign a conflict of interest paperwork where he's not signing nothing. I'll sign it as a vice chairman. He needs to be protected in this because it's very generous of what he's doing.
Yes, it is.
So is that your motion?
That's my motion, yes.
Okay, I can live with that one.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Thank you, Commissioner Stevens.
I had something else, not on the law where I was at.
I got something while you're thinking. I'd like for us to do something for Mr. Stevie Hutchison with our road superintendent. He's had a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of expertise, and I would like for us to get a plaque for him, and I'd also like to do a dinner
cookout,
whatever we want to call it. We do that for most all county employees anyway. If y'all are good with that.
Yeah.
We're going to do it at County Yard or the Trail Riders
Club? I say the Trail Riders Club. It worked out pretty good. But now, the only thing I don't want to do is do like we did with Mr. AD. I want to get the plaque.
I have it ordered. Yeah.
Okay. And then when we get the plaque, we'll line it up and
set the date.
Then we'll set the date then if y'all are good with that. And then with this new position that he's at the prison, we'll invite them also.
Yes,
we'll invite all the administration who are willing to come.
I don't care as long as we do something to show him our appreciation, because he was a valuable asset to our county, and I wish him well to where he's at today. So are y'all good with that?
Yes,
sir. Back ordered, Roy, and we'll set a date probably the next meeting.
Who was the second?
Are we getting applications? I mean, they fill out applications.
Thank you.
Got filed. The deadline.
We had a typo in the advertisement, so the second week it ran, we're going to run it another week. Can you post that win at the 12th? So we can take applications until June 12th. Already got five.
I have one more thing. Diane's here. And,
exactly.
We have a meeting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Right in Lake City. I invite all the commissioners to come to it. Suwannee County North goes up and grows. We'd love to see any of y'all show up. I know myself, Karen, that's on the board.
Yeah.
As a citizen, I set it on as a commissioner. Stan will be there. Fulford will be there as the mayor.
The
mayor Fulford.
Committee.
Sorry. So if y'all can, yeah. So honestly, if y'all can make it, that would be great. Because if it wasn't for Miss Diane notifying, finding Black Hole, we'd have never found it.
It's true.
So there's a lot of good information we can all take from that. We'll meet. Lake City's an hour. What time does that meet, Miss Diane? 9?
Yes.
Let's meet at 7:30 at John's office for everybody who wants to go.
Marriott.
Yeah.
And it's right off I-75.
Right. So anyway, if y'all want to go, fit John's office at 7:30 in the morning, and anybody's more than welcome to come.
Great
opportunity, good networking. They serve biscuits, so that's good. And donuts. Okay, that's all I have. One other thing I got at Garto when I was spreading all that material, I don't know if they know, but I donated the material that we put down for the campers, and I spread it myself. With the neighbor there, he had given them permission to cut across the county property when the properties were flooded. They're using that like it's their own driveway now and get aggravated if somebody parks in that thing. That's going to be an issue, and we're going to have to address it. They've got a driveway.
Mm-hmm.
We could do they need to start
using
that
driveway.
Put
a fence up.
We do the same thing, Jody, over there in the timber department. Whenever it floods over there, there's a back road with a gate, and then once the flooding goes away, we shut and lock the gate.
Same deal.
Same thing. But
so,
I mean, that, they're...
I don't know what the agreement was out there on that, but I mean, it's just going to be an issue.
Is there still a gate there?
There's a gate there, and they've got a lock on it, and they got a key, but as I was there, they'd going and coming, and I have received calls before that somebody parked, and they couldn't get out.
Well, we'll get it locked up with a county lock, and we'll open it when it floods.
There we go.
And we'll throw that lock
aside.
On the, me and you had talked about moving the chain link fence back and moving those posts back to create more parking. Where are we at with that?
We need to look at the funding.
Well, I think we can we get into Ms. Kay, have we got any money that we might be able to squeeze out of the TDC to help out? Because we have pretty much run everything we had out. I think I donated all the material to go on the other stuff that we done spent out.
I think so. I mean, we're going to have...
Barnto?
Yep. Okay. We'll talk a little bit about a couple of projects there. I think especially with... It becoming more of a...
The last bit we got to do, we'll try to put in a roadway around there, put parking in there for those trucks and the boat trailers, so not just everywhere where they're actually parked in roads like they should be.
How much do you think, Jeremy?
And then on the front side where the playground is, a lot of that area is unobstructed and unused for backing that fence up to create more parking, and on the front side backing that fence up to create more parking.
It's just going to have to be moved. We can use the same fence that we have, but a lot of the chain link is damaged. Top rails, tree limbs, the trees that we had took out, they've fallen on it. So that's going to be one of the main expenses.
Not the ones we took out, ones prior.
Prior to that.
How tall is your fence?
It's a
it's
6 foot.
Half, 7 foot fence.
Okay, Tim, was he still here?
No.
Okay, anyway, we got some at 55A's. That's a pretty good fence. If we can get the weed feed out of it,
okay,
we could probably use some of that fence. And
we just repair parts of it if there's enough parts
yes.
out there instead of replacing
yes.
it.
We got some at the yard, too. I'm pretty sure there's some jails.
Main thing, we just need a couple of posts and some top rail.
And one of the things I thought was the CDC helping us get a water treatment system put on that well.
Yes.
Yes, that would
because
be.
Nobody wants to hook to that water in their camper because
yes.
it's
horrible.
Orange.
And it smells like rotten eggs.
It gets tested every year.
River swamp water.
As far as bacteria and all, it's safe to drink. It's like has a lot.
You just don't have to. You don't have to take no iron tablets.
Yeah. So I can't.
Probably can.
I'm wanting to make the place look prettier by painting the buildings and all that, but I don't want to spend that money to do that until we can do something about the water.
The water
just stains everything that we clean. So I'm
that spring is iron too.
Yeah.
And the river always has tannin.
But
and I guess so your iron treatment won't just work. This is from a girl that lives on the river who hates the water. It's full of tannin.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have to have a system not just for iron but for tannin, so that increases the cost considerably.
Yep.
Just FYI.
The only thing that's going to get rid of that is reverse osmosis.
Jamie, can you fix it?
Jamie, fix it for $9,000.
When we go on that ice machine, it'll...
That's usually what it does,
$9,000.
Look at all that thank you. All right. What was that? Ms. Shana?
Got just a few things. I know here last month, y'all had a letter that we received from Men's Health Month requesting that the board put out a resolution to recognize Men's Health Week. I'll just read you this. It says, June includes Men's Health Month and Men's Health Week as sexual awareness series with Men's Health Week recognized by Congress as leading up to and including Father's Day, which is June 9th through the 15th. And in recognition of Men's Health Month, we urge you to issue a proclamation in support of Men's Health Month or Men's Health Week. I did prepare a resolution for the board. It's probably up to y'all if you want to sign this or not, but basically it's in recognition of Men's Health Week as being June 9th through the 15th, and Men's Health Week, month being for the entire month of June. And it's to improve the life expectancy for men. The life expectancy for men averages 5 years less than that of women, with men experiencing higher rates of health issues such as diabetes, obesity, cancer, heart disease, and premature mortality. So it's asking us to recognize that, to encourage men to go get screened, etc. I can read you this problem or this resolution, but it's the resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida, proclaiming June 25 as Men's Health Week in Dixie County. That was, like I say, on the board's request to look into this, and that was what they were requesting. I did prepare it. Up to you, gentlemen, how y'all wish to proceed on this.
I'll make a motion for us to proceed with this. I know there's probably some folks that don't give a dang about my health. They'd love to see me somewhere else, but I'll make a motion.
Motion by Mark, second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
That resolution be 2025-74.
Resolution for it. Do we have a Women's Health Month?
We're going to outlive y'all by 5 years, so they can you take it out of the
way. Well, we probably ought to get one. Look one-sided.
Another thing called sexual harassment. Y'all can't get lucky because I've only got two or three of these today, so bear with me. The next one I have is 2025-71. This is a resolution that y'all did instruct me to draft again. This is in, and I'm going to butcher this, Dodge, or however you say it. Thank y'all. And support, Dixie County supports them. We're on the train. We're up to the front of the engine driving this thing. But it says, resolution of the Board of Dixie County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida, indicating the Board of County Commissioners support for State of Florida Executive Order 2544, titling Ensuring Government Efficiency and Commitment to Participation with the DOGE team and providing for effective date. So, gentlemen, this is a resolution very similar to what has been put out by counties in support of DOGE, so that we're officially on the record recognizing it, even though we...
So they quit bashing us.
Yes.
Motion. The motion by Mark.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Did I hear you?
Yeah.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Okay. The next one is the ordinance on code enforcement. It has been advertised, put in the paper. It's been run required length of time. This is to get our code enforcement up running. I don't have that number with me. I do know that Joni did supply one. I don't remember what it was, so my apologies to y'all on that. We'll have to get the number for the ordinance. But this is the ordinance of the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida, adopting the Dixie County Public Health and Safety Code, providing for purpose, authority, and scope incorporated in code by reference, providing for enforcement, severability, and inclusion in Dixie County Code of Ordinance, providing for public notice and filing, and providing an effective date. This will be our first reading. Our second reading will be at our night meeting. This will allow our code enforcement to go into effect, the new one that we have got drafted and put out. And Mr. Steve back actively trying to prosecute these cases. This will enact the ordinance, or the citation and all that we've talked to y'all about. So would
it does not require a motion or anything at today's reading, but gentlemen, I think this is a huge step for us.
Yes.
All very much want this to move forward. So again, I will have an official one for y'all to sign at the night meeting. We did have one other thing that come in. You will recall here a while back I come before y'all in regards to the opioid funding, and there was another lawsuit on some subsidiaries. One of those subsidiaries has filed for bankruptcy. All that does, it continues on, but just FYI, one of the subsidiaries has filed for bankruptcy, which is not uncommon. That did happen in the last opioid lawsuit. Also, some of the subsidiaries did declare bankruptcy, but just an update on that. Mr. Ramon, who handles our opioid litigation, is out of town this week, so I wasn't able to discuss it with him to see how that was going to affect anything. My anticipation is it's not going to change anything. Still keep rocking on, but I'll update y'all if I have a chance to talk to him. That's all I have, gentlemen.
Thank you, Jana. Thank you. Barbie?
I sent y'all an email, but just in case y'all haven't sent emails, I just wanted to remind you that your Form 6 is due by July 1st. It's completed online. So it gives you a little bit of time to work on that. And then the only other thing, and Brenda doesn't know I'm going to do this, but we hired Brenda in February of 22 to work with Miss Jackie. In October of 23, we did give her a dollar raise, but today I'm asking, since she's flying solo now, that we give her a $2 raise.
Sure. Do we have the money?
Thank
you.
Motion
to motion.
Already got it.
A motion by Mark, second by David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Daniel.
I really don't got nothing. It's been a good meeting. Go ahead. I'm done.
Mark.
I ain't got nothing.
Just thank everybody that's made this part of commerce stuff happen. There's been a lot of people that's really stepped forward, and I think I've mentioned everybody's name, but I forgot Chana down there whenever, and she's the one who's kept everything, all the I's dotted and the T's crossed, and just thank everybody for that. That's going to be a great thing for our county, and finally have us a place where we can promote Victor Leoto, where he can promote some stuff to help our county grow. And then with the city there, water and sewer is going to be very, very instrumental to getting to that property. I think we can do that through some grant stuff, and we're already working on some of that stuff. So we do need to get a close date on that to where we can get a survey done for Mr. Damon. He's already announced for us, so we need a survey done as soon as that becomes county property.
I've already made a call on it.
Okay, good, because just make sure we don't do it until we have legal of that property, because we can't spend the money right now because it's still considered private property.
We're in the process of closing it. It's right at the coast. Just kind of waiting on that check to cross the county line. Thank you. Monday.
Yeah, I would be scared. I wouldn't be. I'd be very happy if it closed tomorrow or late this afternoon. Suit me. There again, thank y'all for that. Remember, we got 25 acres out there. Tomorrow's a very good meeting to go and find another tenant, because we'll be looking, won't we?
Yes.
And
Yeah,
I agree. Miss Brenda, you well deserved the raise. It's couldn't have done it without your expertise, and thank you very much for what you've done. Very well deserved that.
Commissioner, I won't be able to be there tomorrow. I have a prior commitment to go to the meeting with y'all. Just so you know, it's not that I don't care. It's just I have got a prior commitment.
Okay. So that's basically, I think that's all I have. Thank y'all.
David?
Yes. Thank you, Roy, for the hard work you've been doing trying to get that power down to our roll-off attendance down there in Gina. That's really neat. I appreciate it. Ms. Kay, I know you've been working on some playground equipment for Gina D-Track.
Yes, I haven't sat down with Brenda exactly to find out what our funds are in that budget for improvements to our parks. At a previous meeting, I told you all that we were allowed to spend 15% of the income on our parks. After talking to some other local, tourism development people, they said that, you know, that can be accumulative. So that does allow us to have more funds available because we've had this program for 13 years, I think, now. So at our tourism development meeting, we discussed doing a matching. I believe that D-Track has collected $12,000 for playground equipment right now, and we discussed offering them a matching up to $15,000 of what they are able to collect to help with their moving forward with their playground equipment. That is, I let Paul know that, and so that'll be in the works.
Yeah, we're going to be, as soon as we can, we're going to get down there and try to clean all the rocks and stuff up there for where the contractors left it up in there.
Okay.
So we plant the grass because the mowers can't go down there right now. The crushed concrete and stuff down there, Mr. Roy's going to be, me and him have been filling holes and stuff where they need to go, keep erosion down to them.
Yes, that is a park that's used a lot by families.
Yes. And I thank you for everything you do, Ms. Kay. And the last thing, I will be going to Perry and getting us an update on our donut shop. I did see them painting down there. I don't know if that's a sign that's getting closer.
I've been wondering too.
First person I called was Ms. Kay. I said, I hope that's a good sign. There's going to be a lot of fat bellies around here.
For those that don't know, we might end up with a Johnson Bakery in Cross City, so keep your fingers crossed.
I'll get an update. I have a doctor's appointment up there here in about an hour or so. I'll get an update. I'll go see Ms. Sheffield. And I did them
hook up.
I did hook up Mr. Sheffield with the career source board of them. It's Phyllis about trying to get a job fair for them, trying to find some employees. That's all I have. I want to thank everybody for the work y'all do.
Mr. John, Miss Martha, Miss Roy, thank y'all for everything y'all do. Y'all very, very busy. I've been noticing that. I know y'all busy all the time, but here lately y'all been real busy. David, that donut, I know you've been working on that donut shop for a while. Thank you, because you put in some extra hours. And I know all of us up here has got regular jobs and businesses besides. I take care of the county. Mark, thank all of us for having something to do with the Chamber of Commerce and on the loan we got. But I want to thank Mark because Mark has set his personal job aside, and he probably don't think everybody knows this, but I notice it because he's spent a lot extra time, more time than the rest of us. Ms. Karen, Ms. Brenda. So, Ms. Mark, I want to thank you for doing what you do and spending a little extra time setting your business to aside to sit more time for the county. So I want to thank you personally on that.
Thank you.
And, Ms. Karen, thank you. And thank you for everyone else, even if I didn't call you by name. You know who you are. Thank you very, very much. We couldn't do it without you. And just thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy.
I want to thank everybody for this. We had a really good meeting. Roy, John, everybody at the county and the sheriff's department to help us out over the springs to clean that up somewhat. We that's going to be the jewel of the county when we get done, until we get the rest of these parks back online. And I appreciate everything y'all have done. It's come a long way. On a personal note, I want to thank everybody that prayed for me with my eye situation. I had the surgery. I got 20/20 vision. Got every bit back. Thank you from the bottom of my heart on that. And another note, I planted about 10 acres of garden up there. I took every bit of seed that I could find that Daddy had left up there, and I put it in the ground. 75% has come up. So if I can keep the water on it, the deer off of it, it's going to be open for the public. Y'all can pick whatever y'all want. So that's going to be coming down the road. And the quicker y'all get something grown up, let's get some rock, because I got roads we need some on. And we definitely need to finish up the springs, because Miss Kay's going to put it out there. There's going to be more people showed up down there than we can handle. So she had them showing up the shirt, and it was totally closed. From all over the world, we had to go run them off. And now it's the public's time. Anybody want anything they want to say? Yes, sir.
J.D. Nobles, Horseshoe Beach, and Thinkson. Been a great meeting so far. I got a couple of things here. The first two questions is going to be kind of directed to Mr. Scott Garner. He's still here. And Horseshoe worked really hard to prepare an application for the Debbie HMGP. And we did not get our approval letter from Mr. Garner in time for the permit submitting application. So I guess my question is, did the letter ever get sent, even though
yes,
it's late?
It did get sent. Talked to Ms. Chana there with the state, and she said submit it, and she has it in hand.
Okay. Could you send me a copy of that, please?
Yes, sir. It was submitted that evening.
Okay. Thank you very much. I just never seen a correspondence, and I was kind of on that email train there at the very end of the day. See, have you set up your next LMS
meeting?
No, sir, we
have not.
Don't know the date yet. Okay. And then the commercial dock, at, down there at Horseshoe, the dock that's next to the boat ramp, it's got like a stainless or an aluminum grating. I personally have had a slip on it, and I witnessed a lady getting off of it yesterday that also slipped on it. I would just say that that's probably needs to be replaced to like one of them non-skid grading materials, a composite material, because I see a lot of people, that's going to be a problem.
We'll get to work on that.
I mean,
they make a material that goes, they put them,
everybody's using
their boats that they put over the top of that stuff. It's like a, it's almost like a boat that I bought good on. What do you call it, John?
Non-skid.
I put some down there at Sherdon.
It's got a texture like it.
So just a recap on Mr. Garner's report, and y'all have the package there, but in the commissioner's meeting on 12/19/24, he provided you guys with the current IDEA, DI, or PW list. Everything in yellow was funds received. And when I looked through this, I mean, we're 6 months now. After 6 months or more that the county has received the funds for not only the Horseshoe project, but other projects, and I'm just asking, you know, some of these are possibly going to be self-performed. Some of them are going out to bid. I know Mr. Locklear is working on the park and design. But what's the, you know, where's the brakes at on these other projects that we already got the funding for the county to get the work in process?
One of the key things on my end of it is we got to get them ditches open, or if we can do on them improvements, it still ain't going to help us none. We got to get ditches cleaned out where we can get the boats in and out of there. I mean, that's what I'm fighting for through the hell right now.
Maybe, I mean.
But, and on some of that, we was having to wait until we got that other stuff done that you're doing before we could start those other projects.
I'm pretty sure you answered that question earlier. I mean, I'm pretty sure Mr. Garner answered that question earlier. When he gave, as far as what
the funds, as far as our office does, and then it's up to
the engineers.
The engineers, the board, the county manager, to figure out and do the actual work.
Yes.
We get the reports back from them, and we report to FEMA on it. So,
well, if I'm not mistaken, we've done all our due diligence, John. We're still waiting on the engineers or the
permit.
So that's what the key is.
A project, say, like the commercial fishing pier. Is that going to be engineered, self-performed? Does it need to be scheduled through the county manager if we've already received the funds, if you guys have them?
Well, I can answer from a legal standpoint. Depends on the amount of money we're going to be spending. If you're spending over a certain amount, it must be bid out. It can, you know, we have to handle the appropriations no matter what. Even though the money's been awarded, it has to be appropriated out. Am I wrong, John? I see you shaking your head.
Is there any of those projects in Horseshoe that we could right now go ahead and move forward with without getting what you need on your end?
I honestly think Scott answered this question a while ago. He alluded to a meeting yesterday. It was John and the elected official, which was me. So I think he answered this question that he's going to create a master list with all of our projects, the status of it, the funding source of it, because it's so daggum confusing that this right here, this is not what I asked for. But there again, it covers everything that I did ask for. But how many of y'all are going to read this? How many of y'all commissioners is going to read this? None of them. So we need...
Hold on, my back up pump, because I got my eyes back. I might
say then you read it. And I, but let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish. And so we met yesterday, and they're going to put a master list together of all of our projects, the status of it, the funding source of it, and I think that will clear up where you can go there and say, commercial dock, here it is, because I know there's a water working... grant out there, which was BP funded. Mm-hmm. So what happens is we get confused. We got BP funding, we got hazard mitigation, we got 12 whatever, we got PWs and we got CWs and we got everything in the world, and it's just mass confusion. So when he clears that up, and he's going to work on it, him and Darren, they're going to get this, and it's actually going to involve some grant work through Miss Martha's office. So. There's a lot of confusion in this. So we want that cleared up to where whenever you say, hey, where's this at? It's right here, Mr. Yady.
Yes, sir.
Jason here. But we've got to clear this up because none of us, I'm sorry. I'm not going to read this. I'm not going to lie to it. Vote against me. I'm not reading this. Because at the end of the day, I need a simple answer for our citizens like you do.
I mean, he provided this nice little assessment last time, and it was just very detailed.
It turned into that.
Yeah.
So
over my head.
Mine too.
But, you know, so, for instance, like the rock, he had mentioned in his report there about the riprap rock along 351. If that's a design drawing, I haven't heard anybody getting the design going. You know, then we go through the design, then we go through the advertising. I'm just trying to help tighten up the window. We're going into hurricane season. That riprap on the outside protects 351, which is y'all's asset, which also protects all the residents and things like that. So
you're just like us, just like everybody in this county, everybody on this board. You're frustrated because we're just sitting here and it don't seem like we're going nowhere. But we're doing the best we can with what we got to do with. Mr. John.
Sure, if I could, I'm tagging on to what Chief said. Ms. Martha and I are actually meeting next week on something related. I think that's going to help, and we can talk about this and come to a workshop. We've got, my firm has software now, and we're meeting with Martha to bring all of your projects into that software. And also, just talking to Roy, that I want to come out and GPS
So we have a GIS database of where all your projects and future projects are. And then that, once we have that populated, we can give access to the public the web-based product that they can see that will have a status in engineering, design, in permitting.
That's exactly what I want. That would be great.
You
got that tomorrow?
That would be great.
I'm pretty sure it's more.
How much money you got put toward you? We might can get it going tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we're broke as y'all are.
Kellen is working
on the Working Waterfront project.
Working Waterfront.
Uh-huh.
For the Horseshoe Beach at the
commercial dock.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I would say that's probably the real answer to your question, Mr. Nettles, is it's twofold. It's the funding, which takes a long time for us to get. I know that money's already there, so that takes care of that one. But then it's regulatory approval to do all the
engineering.
I've done the engineering design, for example, on all the dredging long ago.
Right.
And
I wasn't gonna bring that one up.
He heard me come here every 2 weeks and say it's in Army Corps, and I can't. You've heard other people say I can't make it. We want it just as bad as you do.
I understand.
I'm telling you.
I'm just a voice for the people, and it just, we feel like some of the projects are just sitting on idle, and I'm just trying to bring them up.
And that's part of why I wanted to do what we're working on, so you can see, hey, where are we on this? Like that.
We don't forget them.
Yeah. Yeah. Try to get started on at least one thing.
Yeah.
Going ahead.
Thank y'all.
No one else will fall in the hole at the end of 351 because we're back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what about the boat ramp? Did you try it?
Yeah. I'll put, Mr. Osteen, he comes down with some other locals down there, and they temporarily patched the boat ramp. We were about to lose some axles. Mm. Several trailers were falling off in a hole that, not a hole, the whole width of the boat ramp, about 3 foot wide. Yeah. Everybody's tires was falling off on it in low water. The outside ramp's the only one you can use on low water. I've talked to them many times today about the sandbar. So everybody uses that outside ramp. So I don't know who organized it, but thank you. I was down there. I didn't do no work. I photographed it. I took Miss Barbie's spot.
Maybe in the winter when the tide gets real low, maybe we can pour some concrete or something in there and fix that
part.
Yeah.
It's going to be part of the BP retrofit. We're going to get a new concrete slab in there, I'm sure.
I hope so.
Got enough money to do that. We're going to... That's all.
We want to fix everything. Everybody on this board, everybody.
Yeah. Thank y'all very much.
Fix.
Anybody else?
Property Restore and Renew, if you've noticed, if you've been in the hallways of the courthouse in the last couple of days, New Prospect Baptist Church donated some pews that they were no longer using. They're super nice. They've got the nice cushions and all compared to the old, I think, blue wooden that's been probably there as long as you all can remember, as long as I can remember. So they're super nice. We hope everyone likes them. We had asked some board members if the church had wanted to donate them and had agreed that was a good idea. Now, though, we do have those wooden. They're really long. And so I asked the board if you have a thought about, I think currently we put them over on your...
Yeah, they're still in the hallway.
...hallway, but, our hallways in the courthouse don't need any more things that we really don't need. So if you guys have a suggestion about giving them away, how do you want to handle that? And
are they no good? I'm sure they're not.
I mean, they're good. They're
people
just
are sitting on them.
There's nothing wrong with them.
Make you a Facebook
page free
and give them 2 weeks to pick them up. If
that's
not,
what I was
wondering.
If anybody here today wants to go look, that's what I was thinking we might could offer. Look at that.
We need them in any of the community centers.
You got 2 weeks or Tim's getting them. Check them out.
So they are available. Yeah, I feel like they should be given away if that's okay with you guys.
I think there's four of them. They're long.
They're four and they are really, I don't know how long they are. Yeah. But they're pretty awkward, too, to find space for them. But someone may have a chance. They're available. I just wanted to see if that's, I assume that's probably what y'all would want to do with the old ones, not the new ones.
How old are they?
Yeah.
That maybe they need to be moved, some of the stuff we put in the historical society.
They were donated by another church, but I did have a church.
I'm just saying. They were built way back, Yonder. I mean, that's the kind of stuff you put in there.
Yeah.
The pew was built by Daniel Story's grandfather's grandfather in 1922.
That may be interested in getting those.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, whether it go to them.
First.
But, you know, I know at one time we talked about the Train Depot going to have presentations and stuff like that. Thinking.
Yeah.
Don't know.
I'll put them in there.
Give them to that church. Give them
to if they'll take them, we'll offer theirs first and then to the public. I appreciate Ms. Thompson and Barbie Hickenbotham working on that project for us, and also Ms. Patty's crew and Bradley's helped us make those movements possible. So we always appreciate what the board allows us to do there. So thank you a lot.
Thank you. Anybody else?
It's from Damon. He's been listening to the meeting, and he said you might want to remind the rest of the commission about the concrete that's going to be available out there.
Okay. Yeah, I've actually got a plan for that also. So we're good. That there, Mr. Damon is Mr. Damon sitting on the. If you want to unmute him. Mr. Damon, you there? Mr. Damon. I normally hang up after the third, Mr. Hello.
Is the volume up?
Is it?
What is that?
You got 20/20 vision now.
I got 20/20 up there, but I ain't got it right here in front of me. I thought you already punched it.
I did. Mr. Damon?
Hello.
Keep hello and enjoy.
Anybody there? Is there a volume on this thing? 8C4.
Hello, Mark.
Yes, sir.
All right, we got you.
You
sorry about that.
No problem. Your text to Miss Diane, do you want to just tell us your concern there, and then we'll see if we got an answer for you?
Oh, I just was reminding her from, you recall when we walked the site way back in November of last year, that I mentioned that we're going to need to remove the old base of the radial stackout crane, and that's got a concrete berm around it, and if you all needed that for fill material, we'd be happy to donate that to the county.
Right. Yes, we actually have a ton of that already scattered throughout roll-off sites and throughout the county yard, but we can always use concrete, so yes, we'll get together on that. And I do know that berm, the old donuts, what we used to call it, because the crane used to run on it, all that's got to come down also. So we're working on building a road, an access road to our transfer station back there also to keep our bigger trucks and garbage trucks and over-the-road trucks out of the residential neighborhoods and put them there on that road, which will help Dwight's access to his property also that he has left, access to your property that you're leasing, and then hopefully access to the property, the other 25 acres that we're going to lease to someone. So, yes, all that is in the works. Just got to get things closed. Did you actually hear Ms. Chana saying possibly Monday we will close on that? And then I did hear that. Okay, good. So did you also hear that John's already made the call to the surveyor to get your survey done as we get it closed out to where we won't hold you up any longer? Did you hear that?
Yes, sir, okay. And he had emailed me in that regard as well to let me know that he was pursuing that, and we really, really appreciate everybody's efforts that have got us all to this point. We're really, really excited about it. And I just wanted to mention the film material. Anything that we can do to help the county that's been so helpful to us, we'd be happy to do that.
All right. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you very much.
And we appreciate everything you're doing.
Thank you all.
Okay.
Just real quick announcement, Suwannee River Hideaway, RD Park, which is on 346, is having a Father's Day weekend concert. You haven't told me a lot about it, so I had to kind of pull up the information about it, but if y'all are looking for something to do Father's Day weekend, please give them a call, and that's going to be on the Saturday, let's see. Music will be on Saturday evening from 6 to 9, the day before Father's Day.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Thank y'all for approving Jack C. on board. We appreciate that. Town does, city does, James does. And reminder, July 15th is our next Cross City Dixon County meeting.
Library?
At library. Yes, sir. 5 o'clock. That's it.
Anybody else? Motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Motion.